Well, ain't the Lord good to us? I'm glad I found my treasure in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, ain't God good. Amen. I got saved June 28, 1970, and it was real, and thank God it's real now. I've been saved over 55 years. I was 23 years old when I got saved. Now you know how to pray for me, don't you? Then I didn't hear many amens, but that's okay. God is so good. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Brother Ricky, for this wonderful privilege to be here this morning. And they said I had about 35, or said just don't preach an hour and a half. Amen. Okay, I'll try my best not to. How many of you got your King James Bible? Would you wave it all over the building? I tell you, it's good to see all of y'all. When you get as old as I am, it's good to see anybody. Amen. This is a good crowd for this. Is this Monday morning? Yeah, this is Monday morning. This is a good crowd any morning. Hallelujah. I want you to stand if you're physically able and turn to 1 Kings chapter number 19. 1 Kings chapter number 19. And so if I go over 30 minutes, you just come up here and grab my water and take off with it, and I'll take off behind you. Amen. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 19 and verse number 1. If you got your place, would you say amen? All right, some of you are still looking for it. You'll find it by the time I get started. Amen. 1 Kings 19, verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a message to Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life the life, or as the life of one of them, by tomorrow about this time. And the Bible said in verse number 3, and when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, the Bible said, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. The Bible said, and he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. He really didn't want to die. If he'd have hung around a little while, Jezebel would have took care of that. Amen. But the Bible says, and said, it is enough. You may be here this morning and you say, it is enough. I've just had it. I'm just going to quit. No, God doesn't want you to quit. God doesn't want me to quit. He wants us to go on for the Lord and Savior Jesus. He went all the way to the cross for us, and we're going all the way for him. And the Bible said here in verse number four, the latter part, that he might die. And he said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him. The Bible said, and said unto him, arise and eat. And he took, and he, the Bible says, and he looked, and behold, there was a cake bacon on the coals and a cruse of water at the head, and he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the Bible said in verse number 7, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. You know, it's too great for us, but it's not too great for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. And with God nothing shall be impossible. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I'm so glad, praise the Lord, it's not about me, but it's about our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. My Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us all these 55 years plus that I've been saved. You've never let me down. You've never failed me. You have supplied every need that I needed, my friend, and gave me a whole lot of my wants. And I want to thank you for that, for what you've done. Now, Lord, I pray that you would touch me this morning, God, and give me that good liberty to preach the word of God as it is to men, women, boys, and girls as they are. And Lord, there could be somebody here this morning that's lost, undone without the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray the Holy Spirit of God will speak to their heart, convict them of their sin, and Lord, they come to this altar and get saved by the grace of God. There could be some this morning, Lord, that's out of the will of God. I pray this be the one. Oh, the Holy Ghost of God would speak to their heart and they get back in fellowship with the Lord. I pray today, God, that your divine, holy, and righteous will would be done in this service, and we'll thank you and love you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this one on the subject, Lord, touch me again. Touch me again. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in this building? You just need a touch from God. There may be a preacher here, or maybe a family here, or teenage boy and girl, and you need a touch from God. You're in the right place this morning. Oh, God is here. You're in the right place, and oh, God, I need you to touch me one more time. Lord, you've touched me many times since I've been saved. I want you to do it again. I need you, Lord. I need your touch. Thank God we need God to touch us. Amen. Dr. Harold B. Sattler said, it's not my touch that you need. It's not your touch that I need. But he said there's a need. Oh, need God. We need God to touch us. Thank God he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. That little word always means when you can understand God, and when you cannot understand God, when you can track God, and when you cannot track God. Oh, I'm so glad, praise the Lord. He's never failed me, never let me down. Thank God. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's enough to make a backslid Baptist get right with God and shout a little while. Amen. What a Savior we serve. Amen. Let me give you just a little bit of history about Elijah. You'll find, I was studying this here a while back, and you'll find the life of this great prophet. His name is Jehovah is God. He denounced Ahab, and you'll find all of this written in 1 Kings chapter number 17 and 1 Kings chapter number 18. And you'll find that he hides by the brook Cherith, and he's fed by ravens. Amen. You've heard of meals on wheels. He had meals on wings. Hallelujah. Ain't that a blessing from God? And God knew just exactly where he was, and God knew just exactly what he needed, and God knows where we are this morning, and God knows what we need. And the Bible said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Everything I need for my flesh, everything I need for my spirit, it's in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad that he loves you? Aren't you glad that he voluntarily laid down his life on the cross of Calvary that we might be saved and sealed until the day of redemption and ready to go to heaven? Hallelujah. What a Savior. Woo! Praise God, I'm feeling better all over than anywhere else right now. Ain't God good to us? And so you go down, you'll find, my friend, he was fed by the widow woman, and he restores the widow woman's son and sends a message to Ahab and overthrows Baalism and flees from Jezebel. I tell you one thing, when the Jezebel gets after you, you better flee from her. I mean, you better run. You don't need to run up a tree or sit under a tree. You need to run to Jesus Christ, the one that suffered and bled and died on a tree. Hallelujah, because he's the one that can help us. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And so on and on we could go about that, but I want to preach on the subject this morning. Lord, touch us again. Touch us again. Hallelujah. I believe I'm on the right trail. I believe I got the right message. I wonder, you don't have to raise your hand, but I believe you're here because you love God and you want God to do something for you in this meeting. All of us need a touch from God, ladies and gentlemen. We find, first of all, that he was discouraged, and that means depression of one's spirit. And you'll find that in verse 1 down through verse number 4. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a message to him unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods, the little gods, amen. I'm serving the big God. I'm serving the God of creation. I'm serving a God that loves me. I'm serving a God that cares about me. I'm serving a God, my friend, that supplies every need that I have. Amen. What a blessing to serve the Lord. I served the devil before I got saved, but oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. I'll tell you, brother, I still love the Lord. I still love to serve him. Amen. I preached at the Westside Baptist Church, pastor there for like 3 months, being 47 years. And my brother told me, he said, that ain't, and I left. I retired from the church and got a good man there now, Brother Michael Lindsay. Y'all know Brother Michael, doing a great job. We're standing in the church. He said, don't y'all leave, you and the life, your wife. Don't you leave. Stay on here. We need you. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? But God has supplied every need. And my brother said, that ain't what I call retirement. He said, you're preaching more now than you did when you pastored. I said, I didn't retire from preaching. I retired from pastoring and let these two young men take over and have all of that. Amen. Now, Brother Mays Jackson said, Brother Paul, I go into church on Saturday. I preach on Saturday or on Monday through Sunday afternoon, and I say goodbye to the preacher. I'm praying for you, and I hope God gives you all the grace that you need while you're pastoring until next year. Amen. I'm glad there's saving grace. I'm glad there's living grace. I'm glad we may come down to the ends of life's journey. I'm glad, praise God, there'll be dying grace. Hallelujah. What a saving we serve. Yeah. Woo! Thank God and the Lamb forevermore. Back yourself, brother. So we find he's discouraged. Have you ever been discouraged? Raise your hand. Oh my. I'm gonna get both of mine up on that. Amen. God knows where you are. I've said that before, and he will help you. If you want some help, and I believe you're here this morning because you do want some help. I need him, praise the Lord. Oh, all of us need him. And so we find that he was depressed. You read that, you find that. And look at verse number 9. The Bible says, and he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. Amen. And said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? What are you doing here? I mean, you're in the wrong place. I wonder, are you in the right place? You're in the right place this morning. You're among God's people. And we need God to help us. But when you leave this building, are you going to be in the right place? When you go back home, you're going to be in the right place? When you go back to your church, are you going to be in the right place when you own your job? But he said also in verse number 13, he said the same thing. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle. It's what the Bible said. Amen. And the Bible says, and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him saying, what doest thou here, Elijah? The second thing we see here is God asked him that question twice. And so he also touched him twice. I'm glad God's still touching people. You may be here this morning. You've never been saved by the grace of God. You need to let God touch your heart. Let God show you that you're lost, undone without Jesus, and you need to trust Christ as your personal Savior. Because the heart is deceitful, and my friend, and we sure need a new heart, and God will give us a new heart when we get saved by the grace of God. Amen. So we find that he is in depression here in verse 1 through verse number 4. What doest thou here, Elijah? Somebody said God is rebuking him for being where he should not have been in verse 9 and verse 13. Are you where God wants you this morning? Are you where God wants you spiritually in your life? Are you doing what God wants you to do? Saul of Tarsus said in Acts chapter number 9, verse number 6, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I'm going to tell you something. If every one of us in this building this morning would say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And say that from our hearts, and then mean that. And then when God shows us what he wants us to do, then we will be a doer of the word and not hearers only. Hallelujah. There may be somebody here, like I said, that's lost and done without God. God wants you to get back in fellowship with him. You may be somebody here that God is speaking to about being called to preach the word of God, to be a pastor, to be an evangelist, to be a missionary. Oh, my goodness. And ladies, to be a preacher's wife. I did say that, you know. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I was so glad when God touched me and saved me. And I was so glad when God touched me about preaching the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Almost 52 years ago, and when God touched me, and I said, he said, I want you to be a pastor. And pastoring that church, the only church, amen, for 47 years, like in 3 months. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, young boys and girls, it's still a joy to serve God. I was 23 years old when I got saved. I wish I'd have got saved when I was about 3 or 4 years old. Hallelujah. And wasting my years, my friend, living for the flesh and the devil and self, but I'm glad, praise the Lord. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Since Jesus passed by. Since Jesus passed by. Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Well, I can't explain it, and I can't tell you why, but oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Hey, man, I'd rather live for God in the day than serve the devil. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you're here today, you need to know for sure you're saved. You need to know for sure that you're in the will of God. Hallelujah. Well, if it wasn't so far, I'd jump down there, but my wife would have to pick me up. Say amen. Boy, God's good. Amen. God is good. Number two, how much have I got left? Okay, preach on. 40, no, I can't handle it. Not that far. You'll have to carry me down. But anyway, let me give you this. We find that he's discouraged. Yes, sir, I know some preachers that's discouraged this morning. I know some preachers' wives that's discouraged this morning. I know some preachers' children that's discouraged. Oh, I'm so glad God knows that.
God will help you. He is my hope. He's my helper. He's my deliverer, praise God. Amen. He's helped me so many times since I've been saved. So many times he's helped me when I was passing that word. And he's still helping me every day. I need the help of God. Amen. So now he is doubting God's word. Amen. You find in verse on down through this chapter that he is doubting God's word. Means uncertainty of mind. Amen. I want to ask you something. Now, he believed the queen's words, but not God's word. And he forgot how God had cared for him. Amen. Amen. For 3.5 years. Are you listening to me? I'm going to tell you something, young boys and girls. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the devil's going to tell you, you don't need to get saved right now. You need to put it off. I know I'd never been to Sunday school but one time until I got before I got saved. And church I went to, they didn't believe in Sunday school. God help you if you got a church that don't believe in Sunday school. Amen. I still love Sunday school.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've been saved 55 years plus, and I still love Sunday school.
Yeah,
I was in Sunday school yesterday.
That's right.
Heard Brother Lane. He preached for. I said that's what I call teach preach. Amen. He did a good job. Amen. Teaching the Word of God. Amen. But the devil would say to me when I was witness to with these two men that I worked with at Arch Aluminum Winston Salem. And he witnessed to him, and I said, well, I'm going to wait till I get 40 years old before I get saved. I said, I got some wild oats I want to sow. He said, what if you don't live to be 40 years old? That's like sticking a dagger in me. And he said, by the way, if you're going to sow some wild oats, they're going to come up. And he quoted this scripture to me in Galatians 6, and verse number 7, and be not deceived. The devil is a liar and the father of it. He is a deceiver. And he will tell you, don't you get saved now. He will tell you just to wait a while, just a little longer, a few years longer, until you get to become a teenager and you graduate from high school and then you graduate from college. And then he'll say, just wait until, my friend, you have a real good job and on down the road. Yeah, he don't ever want to see you get saved. He don't ever won't you save, my friend, but God does. Amen. The Bible said this, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And he said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he that soweth to the flesh shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God said today is the day of salvation. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Oh, yes, my friend. Yes, sir. I was going down the road, living in Pilot Mountain. It took me 45 minutes to get to my job. I was riding a little Ford retro pickup truck. It had a very powerful 6-cylinder engine in it. Hey, amen. You had to get a running start going down the hill if you had to go up the next hill with that thing. But after I got under conviction by reading the gospel tract that Brother Bobby Robinson, a friend of mine, wrote over 60 years ago, and I was given that gospel tract, my friend. And I would open up and read it. And when my wife graduated from high school in Pilot Mountain East Surrey High School in 1965, whenever she graduated, Walter Matthews was the president of Farmers Bank, and he bought everybody that graduated that year a King James Bible. I took this tract home. I said, honey, I said, get that Bible, and I'm going to read the verses in this gospel tract, and I want you to find them in the Bible and see if they correspond. Amen. I read verse number 1, she found that. Verse number 2, she found that. Verse number 3, she found that. Verse number 4, she found that. Verse number 5, she found that. I said, I'm in trouble with God. I'm in trouble with heaven. I need to get saved by the grace of God. It was a few weeks after that, I got born again. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah.
So give your heart to Jesus this morning if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior. What a Savior. He believed the Queen's words, but not God's word. He forgot how God had cared for him for these 3.5 years, brother. What a blessing from God. Listen, don't believe the words of the devil. Listen, if you got a so-called friend, if you're saved and you're in church, and he or she tries to get you out of church, then that's not your friend. That's not your friend. But I tell you one thing, if you got a friend that's saved by the grace of God and you're not saved, that friend will talk to you and witness to you about the Lord and want you to get saved so you can go to church with them and serve God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we find he doubted God's words. Forever, Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I think I got about 5 more minutes, if I'm correct. 5 more minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. That Sunday morning, I went to church. It's probably around 200 people there. People that I worked with was there. People that I went to school with was there. My neighbors was there. And my kinfolk was there. But that Sunday morning, I was sitting almost in the back pew. And that preacher, I made sure somebody called him and told him I was going to be there. Are you listening to me? He stood down in front of that communion table. He said, I believe somebody's here that's lost and needs God. This is a time for you. Boy, I tell you, I didn't see nobody in that church that morning except Brother Paul. I wasn't even Brother Paul then. I was just old Paul. Say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I walked down that aisle. I believe, Brother Ricky, I believe when I took that first step out that pew, come to that altar, I believe God saved me right there. Hallelujah. Thank God he's still in soul-saving business. Oh yeah. We find that he's discouraged, he doubts God's word, and he's defeated. Or when you feel defeated. Elijah went from victory to defeat. Why? Because he started walking by sight and not by faith. Hallelujah. Fear replaces faith. And he ran for his life. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's what the Bible tells in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7. Amen. He thought it was all over with, but he just needed a touch from God. We are never alone. God is always with us. And he said in verse number 18, I'm just about through. Yea, I have left, he says, yet I, this is God talking to him, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. Hallelujah. So if you turn over a few pages, I'll tell you how he went on up to glory. Hallelujah. Ain't that a blessing? God said, I'm not even going to let you die. I'm just going to take you right where you are. We're a little bit closer to heaven. We'll just go on right now and take you on. Yeah. Well, that's what God had on my heart. I've got some more, but I'm going to touch. I'm no religion. Now, God touched the leper, and he was healed in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. He touched Peter's wife's mother, and she was healed in Matthew 8, 14, 15. Jesus touched the woman with an issue of blood, and she was healed. In Matthew 9, verse number 21, Jesus touched the 2 blind men, and they were healed. They could see. Amen. And on and on and on. I was blind to the things of the Lord until I was 23 years old. But I'm so glad God opened up my eyes and let me see that I was lost and on the road to hell. My Father, thank you for the good liberty to preach the word of God this morning. I know the word of God will not return unto thee void. I pray you speak to all of our hearts. Would you touch us again, Lord? Would you please touch us again? And we'll love you and thank you for all you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Brother Rick is coming. I wonder this morning as we stand to our feet, you need God to touch you. Why don't you come up here and say, God, would you touch me again? Would you touch me, dear God? Would you bow right where you are and say, dear God, please touch me again.